Sermon. Thoughts on 2 Peter 1. Fruitvale, California, September 15th, 1909. 2 Peter 1, verse 1. Now here is the source of all our power, and if we would all from the least to the greatest understand our individual weakness, and then would put our trust in God our helper, we should have all through our conferences experiences that are of the highest value. There is danger of our becoming self-confident. Verse 1. Now, if we can all take that in, if we can have it sanctified to our understanding, we should have an experience that is as much higher than many of us have today as we can conceive of. The great trouble with us is we lose sight of our connection with the highest power. It is God that gives us our capabilities, and therefore we should feel such an outgoing of thankfulness to God that we should not be spiritually dead at all. It would be a light shining in a dark place wherever we are, and if we are truly converted daily, we shall realize the responsibility of our ministry and how it all depends upon our living connection with God. If we have the will in us to be obedient to the will of God, we shall see of his salvation. But we trust too much in our own understanding. We seem to think that we know the whole story, and therefore we do not depend so fully upon our Savior as it is our privilege to do. And because we do not realize his goodness and his power. For if we did, it would be expressed. You would express it. You would express it in the meetings. You could not get up without expressing it. You would express the goodness of God, and you would have no mourning, no complaining. Verse 2. You have got that knowledge from the right source. Verse 3. Now here is our calling. Will we meet it? Will we understand it? Verse 4. Let us think of that. Verses 5 to 8. Will you take that home with you? Will you consider that saying? Ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when you take it all in, let me tell you, the praise of God will be in your heart and upon your lips every day of your life. And when you express the praise of God, others will look upon you in astonishment, and then they will be expressing it. And when we all get to expressing the wondrous works of God with us, we shall see many souls brought to the knowledge of the truth which we desire. We do not have the simplicity of true godliness in our hearts and upon our tongues that we ought to have, because we have a hope big with immortality and full of grace. Now the plan of addition is given us. This is just how it will work exactly. Add to your faith. Verse 8. Now I want to know if we will begin to work on the right experience, if we will begin to work on the plan of addition, adding grace to grace, and the salvation of God will be felt by all that shall come within the savor of our influence. Verse 9. Is blind. He cannot see spiritual things. He cannot discern them. He is blind. He cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged. Verse 10. Now the big promise. Verse 10. Every one of you hear the big promise. Verse 10. There is enough in this expressed if you study all the time that you shall be on this encampment and bring into your living experience daily. Live on the plan of addition, adding grace to grace. Verse 11. Isn't that your life insurance policy? Eternal life insurance policy? Isn't this the precious truth that you should keep before you day and night, and that you should know that this is an eternal life insurance promised to you? I wanted to put this before you just as early as I could possibly stand before you on my feet, and I have come to you this morning that I might bring this to you. Verses 12, 13. Now, we do not have the depth of experience that it is our privilege to have. We do not keep our minds stayed upon the things of eternal interest. I have felt such a longing to see our people taking in the Word, living the Word, acting the Word at all times and in all places, and the salvation of God would be imparted to every soul that will walk in humility of mind before God. It is humility that we lack. We do not feel our necessity of having a right fast hold of the Mighty One, so that we can give others an experience. It does not mean merely words. It means works at every point. It means works. And it means that our dependence should be placed upon the Mighty One continually. It seems that if we can take hold of this secret of living upon the plan of addition, we shall see the salvation of God in a large degree in all our meetings. We want more praise to God. We want to feel it welling up in our hearts. We want it spoken from our lips. We want continually to realize we have a God and we have a truth that is firmly based upon the promises of Jehovah. And we have an immortal life through Jesus Christ, that we should be taking it, we should be singing it, we should be praying it, and show to all heaven above that we appreciate the great gift of everlasting life. That is what we need. We need more thanksgiving and less complaining. Let us put a silence upon our lips to make no complaint. We cannot afford it, because it shows that our lips are not sanctified, our heart is not sanctified. I do not know what you have had at this meeting, because I have not been able to be with you. I am just making a trial this morning. I want to say to you that I have perfect confidence, perfect faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that He will do for us the very wonderful things that He has promised He would do if we will stand in our position to accept it and to impart it to those that are around us. It is because we do not with our lips glorify our God that there is so little uplifting, so little praise, so little thanksgiving, so little shining of the countenance as if we were beholding the invisible. And if we would carry the truth in the right way, many more souls would be brought to a knowledge of the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, I felt that as nearly as possible, I wanted to speak some words on this point. Now, you see, it is not robbing God if you draw from Him largely, because as you draw from Him largely and express the result of your trying, you will send forth the same thanksgiving and praise and glory that He wants you to do by the giving of this word to us. He wants us to be firm believers. We have the truth. The truth revealed has its sanctifying power upon our lips, upon our heart, upon our body. Our whole influence shall be to honor and glorify God in the place of looking at how we feel. This is not where you get grace. It is by looking to the source of your power. I beseech of you, for Christ's sake, to lay right hold of the source of your strength. For we must give an account to God for all these privileges. You must give an account to God for this privilege that you are having, whether you make the most of it or not. It costs something to have these tent meetings. It costs money. It costs strength. It costs time. And we want every soul to show forth the glory of God as it is revealed through Jesus Christ. We want that there should be an adding, that you shall in every way grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then you magnify His power. But if you do not say anything, if you go along in just a little simple testimony, there is no life or power. But let the power spring into your heart. Let the power be brought into your soul, and then let it be lifting up the minds to lay hold upon eternal interests. That is what is needed. Verse 8. And if you have that knowledge, I tell you, you will represent it. The thing is, we need converting every day, because the time is so short, and we need the converting power of God to come to the people, believers and unbelievers. What we need is the sacred truth of God in our hearts and in our souls. Verses 9, 10. What an assurance that is to us. It is right from the heavenly source. We want to grasp it, and we want to act it. Now let us everyone, the remainder of this meeting, let us take right hold of the promise and act it. Do not wait till you feel it. You have something to do in order to feel it. You have to begin the work to praise God, to see the beauty of holiness, and to express it. The Lord help us to work intelligently. Verse 15, 16. Now God has given us such a power, such an influence in Jesus Christ. Express it. For Christ's sake, express it. Offer praise and glory to God. For Christ's sake, measure your experience according to these words that I have spoken to you today from the Word. Verses 18 to 21.